Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 75.
Thanks for joining me today on this podcast, and we're having a great time. We're outside, as you can see, outside of our facility, Christ Chapel, and on our property, over 40 acres of trees and grass and a warehouse behind me over this shoulder for feeding the nations. And so thank God we're able to come outside today, because sometimes it rains in South Bend. Can you believe that? And actually, sometimes we have snow in South Bend. I know you believe that. But occasionally the sun comes out. And so right now we got some cloud cover, but don't be surprised if it'll move along and the sun will come back out again. And that'll be okay. And don't forget our other websites that we have that you can visit, take a look at. Christ Chapel, South Bend, and Feeding the Nations, and also Summerall Ministries International, or Summerall Ministries International Limited. And so we're having a great time talking about getting rid of that thing called fear. We started that last week, and here we are today. And a scripture I'd like to start with is Romans chapter 8 and verse 15. One of the things that I said last week, that it is not a flesh and blood thing, even though we identify with flesh and blood. That person is making me afraid. This thing is making me afraid. The Bible tells us very plainly that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Does that mean we become pacifists and roll over, let's let anybody do anything or say anything? No, we come against the spirit that is motivating them. And you say, no, in the name of Jesus, I command you to go. I command you to go now in the name of Jesus. And you set the person free. And so we don't have to succumb to that thing called fear, but we can live by faith. And so in the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 15, Romans 8 and 15, the Bible says, you have not received the spirit of bondage unto fear. It is a bondage. I have met some folks that are all wrapped up in that thing called fear. They're afraid to get up. They're afraid to go to bed. They're afraid to go to the grocery store. They're afraid to go to work. They're afraid to get into a car. They're afraid to walk on a sidewalk. They're just full of fear. And when they get so possessed by that fear, they're paralyzed into doing absolutely nothing for themselves, anybody else, or for the kingdom of God. And that is not how we are supposed to live, because Jesus prayed for us to be free, not in bondage. And that's exactly what this chapter 8 tells us. You've not received the spirit of bondage, again, to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. I've told this story a few times, but many, many years ago, when my son was younger, I mean only about that big maybe, that we were in the church office, and he was outside in the parking lot. And I stepped outside for a moment because I saw them walking around the parking lot, he and his sisters and my wife, Diane. And a big neighbor dog, and just one of the neighbors, but a big old neighbor dog that was playful, but you didn't know it was playful till it was right on top of you. And that dog almost looked like it was galloping towards my son. And what did he do? He turned and ran to me, because he thought that if I could get to my daddy, everything would be okay. Did you hear that? If you can get to your heavenly Father, everything will be okay. If you jump into his arms, he'll wrap his loving, strong arms around you and protect you from anything and everything. And when that son of mine named Stephen Charles, he came running, his last step was about 4 or 5 feet away, but then he jumped into my arms. He did not say a word, but he said, whew, everything was okay. And that's how you need to act. That's how you need to feel. When you feel like yourself being pressed in, the enemy is charging after you like a lion, and he's galloping towards you to devour you, run to the Father. run the Abba Father, dear Daddy, and say, whew, that was close. But I know if I got to you, you have my back. If I got to you, you would sustain me. You would help me. You'd bring healing to me. You'd bring the comfort of the Holy Spirit to me if I got to you. So whatever you're going through, whatever you're going through, physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, it doesn't make any difference. Does not make any difference at all. Run to the arms of the Father and jump in them right now and say, God, I know you got this. You got this. A long time ago, when you told your son Jesus to go to the cross and die for my sins and the sins of the whole wide world, the whole wide world, we can say, Heavenly Father, you got this. Whatever I'm going through, this is in your hands. The Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 18, there is no fear in love. So what's the remedy? The God kind of love. The God kind of love. But perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment, and he that fears is not made perfect in love. And so we need the love of Almighty God to envelop us, be in us, be around us, and so that we can just be set free? No. So that you could share it with those who are still in fear, and you can tell them, I got out because they let him in. I got out because he set me free. And perfect love, how perfect does it have to be? Perfect love is what? For God so loved the whole world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's perfect love. That's what you need. That's what I need, to run into the arms of God. Thanks for being with me today on today's podcast.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.